Baselining, jigging around the city. Baselining, baselining, jigging around the city. I got them G's. Baselining, jigging around the city. Hi, this is Zach Beeland. Today I am talking about trades versus college. As we go through high school, there are many important decisions that we have to make, whether we go to college or get into the trades and directly go to a career. In this podcast, I will be interviewing a high school student that is in a construction apprenticeship and a teacher that teaches the trades. I interviewed my friend Noah Lee and I asked him what made him want to go into the trades.
It's probably the money. It's good pay and college is a lot of loans and stuff like that.
Based from that, I asked Noah what classes did he take in high school to prepare himself for the real world.
Mr. Green class, accounting, and all those business classes, so I know how to take care of my taxes when I get older.
The next question I asked Noah was, what colleges would he go to if he didn't go to the trades?
I'll probably look into like an METC two-year program and then transfer to like a UWM or Madison.
With all of Noah's answers, it helped me form this question. If the trades didn't work out, what would be your second decision?
I would have to work like two jobs, maybe like McDonald's or something.
In my second interview, I am interviewing Mr. Griffey, and he is a high school teacher that teaches the trades, and he knows a lot more about the trades. As we talked, I asked Mr. Griffey, is apprenticeship programs more important than college?
No. I think what's important is that students or people find whatever career path is best for them. One is not better than the other. One is not harder than the other. But they lead to different outcomes. And so when making the choice, you gotta figure out, you know, what's your end game? Where do you want to be at the end of the path? Because they're both great educational pathways.
My last question I asked Mr. Griffey, he gave me a very detailed answer. And I had asked, if a student wants to go into the trades, what classes should they take in high school?
Well, I'm biased and I think they should take my courses. In order to succeed and do well in the trades, you have to do well in math. You have to know the basics of geometry, understand a little bit of trig. You don't have to do calculus, but you have to have a core education.
He also expanded on what also may happen later on in the trades.
Later on in the trades, you may be a manager and you may be having to make some managerial decisions, and you have to have an educational background to understand the decisions you're making. Also, while in high school, I recommend taking as many tech ed hands-on classes as possible, because any tech ed program that's doing the right thing will expose you to pathways you may never have known about.
With very detailed informational answers Mr. Griffey gave me, it concluded my interview. In conclusion, either you want to go to the trades or college, they both are very good ways to do for the next chapter of your life. It is important that people find what career path that is best for them and what's gonna make them wake up in the morning wanting to go to work until they retire. Baselining, jigging around the city. I got them G's. Baselining, jigging around the city.